It's time for Gen Con.
Indie Nation listeners, you are about to hear more information from Gen Con 2014.
Indie Nation, Lumpy here at the 2014 Gen Con. I am at booth number 1432, Hammer Dog Games, and I am with
Danny O'Neill.
And you are?
Alpha Dog, the top dog here at Hammer Dog Games.
So tell me a little bit about Hammer Dog Games.
We're an independent game company. We've been around for 15, 20 years. We've been at Gen Con about 13, 14 years straight. We've got a host of products. We like to do kind of silly, handmade stuff that has good quality and low prices. So we've got the Chaos Chessboard. This is a chessboard that you can play multiplayer chess variants on. You can play a four-player game called Warlord Chess on it. We have an app for that in the iStore that you can actually download for free to learn how to play. We've got Chaos Chess cards as well. Those are cards that bend, break, or make a rule of chess every time you play it. We've got Imajules, which are glass bead tokens that are usable for any game. Usually role players like to use them and miniature players like to use them. We've also got the world's greatest screen, which is a GM screen that's usable for any role-playing game. It's blank. You can insert your own stuff in it. We've got three positions for that, actually. We've got a horizontal, we've got a tall, and we've got a mini screen for that you can put whatever content you have in it. And finally, we've got an upcoming book called The Grand Temple of Jing. This is a role-playing book for the Pathfinder system. It has a ton of celebrity contributors in it, including Jonathan Tweet, Monty Cook, Skip Williams, Ed Greenwood, all kinds of celebrity names. And that's a 60-level mega dungeon that takes place in the home of a trickster god. So
you almost lost me on everything else with chess, but then you said Pathfinder.
Yeah.
Gotta touch stone
with the familiars.
Big, important question. I'm internet-based. I didn't ask you yet. Where do they find you online?
www.hammerdog.com. Everything we have should be available up there for you to order.
Okay, now let's go back to some of the games. I mean, you sell games and gaming accessories, basically.
Correct.
The chess, is that have to be a four-player game?
No. Actually, that's a double-sided board, first of all. So you can play two players on one side, four on the other. But if you only have three people, you can just remove an army and the game will play the same. If you only have two people, you can remove two armies or you can play with double armies. It's really meant to be for any group you got.
And then you can add the cards for an extra dimension, almost like an expansion,
exactly,
correct?
Exactly, yeah. If you don't play Warlord Chess, but you play the Cross of Death, as we call it, which is when you're playing across from each other like a normal chess game, those cards really enhance that game and make it a lot more fun.
Wait, what's the game retail for?
The Chaos Chessboard goes for $20. Chaos Chess cards are only $15. So like I said,
that's a deal.
We try to keep it economical.
And they're nice resin, I think those are resin mold pieces?
Well, the club pieces, those are half sets. We've got multiple colors, 9 or 10 different colors of those. Actually, those do sell separate, and those are half sets with an extra queen, so if you promote a pawn, you've got a second queen right there for you.
So you got like, what, 8 colors I see?
Yeah, there's probably a couple not on the table. We got silver and gold that I can see not up here. So all colors that they pretty much make.
And you've got the tokens, and they've got like different symbols in them, so they're custom tokens for. I would see myself using those for like magic.
Right. Yeah. Heroclix players like them. We've got barrier tokens for Heroclix. Role playing guys. We've got every condition for a battle, like a held or a stuck or an invisible or flying. You know, all those.
What do those retail for?
Those are 50 cents a piece.
Awesomeness.
So again, cheap. And and the world's greatest screen, of course.
Yeah, I want to hear more about that. How's this screen work? I'm a Linux user, personally, and I can't remember the name of the software, but it's an overlay. And my biggest, latest addiction is War Machine.
Right.
And I'll tell you, I have a netbook in my bag, and my tables are a little bit different. I use doors from a renovated house. I've got a one-door table, a two-door table, and a three-door table.
Nice.
So, I mean, I've got like a 6x18 table, potentially. And one of the things that I always find a real pain, because I play Crix, and I've got these AOEs that last a turn.
Right.
And I got to move a half dozen models and put a round piece of paper under it.
Right.
Well, now I just take my netbook out there and put it on a netbook, and the models are there, and you know. So how's this work?
So the world's greatest screen, really, it's for a GM in a role-playing game. Okay.
Great.
There are so many role-playing games out there right now that can't afford to produce their own high-quality cardboard screen, right? But they will print inserts that can go into this screen. So basically the idea is, for charts and tables that you're using often, you can take them and you can insert them into this screen, you can lay it out flat, you can stand it up between you and your players, you can write all over it with a wet erase marker as well. So you put something in there that's an interactive chart or something like that, and you can be messing around. Use a wet wipe to clean it off. No muss, no fuss.
Awesome.
It interacts really well with a ChessX battle mat, which
And you sell the actual hardware?
No, we're just selling that's a cardboard and vinyl screen, right?
Okay, and you put the inserts in there that you print.
That's right.
And what's that retail for?
That's $30 touch, so.
That's not bad at all.
No, super sturdy and durable. We've been selling that one for years.
One more time, where can they find you online?
www.hammerdog.com.
Thank you for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Indie Nation listeners, you just heard one of a series of interviews and concerts from Gen Con 2014. To find more of these interviews and concerts, check out the category Gen Con 2014 on our IndieNation.fm website. Thank you to those who supported us through Kickstarter, and we're already looking forward to 2015.